Blog Talk Radio.
Jim's free-flowing Friday Fiesta is the stupid name I gave the show, because as we learned last summer, bad luck to have a show without a name, because people die when you do that. My name is Jim, one of the co-hosts of Blue Shirt Underground Radio, for those of you that don't know, and if I think everybody here knows that. But I just wanted to jump on. As you know, we've had some technical issues with Blog Talk Radio lately, and supposedly they had fixed some of them today, so I wanted to do a test show. See if they really did fix the issues. The one that they have definitely fixed is, in case you haven't noticed, up next to my name in the chat room there, the camera is back. The video's on. So if you care to click on that video and see what I look like when I'm doing the show, you can do that. I see the Giants have just finished losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars 32-31 in the preseason opener. Heard from the great Howie Sussman that there was some refereeing errors, mistakes, jokes, circuses, whatever you want to call them. That's to be expected. They've got replacement referees, and that happens when they've got the real referees. So Giants are 0-1 now officially in preseason, but that's okay because, like I said earlier today on Twitter, it seems to be that the worse the Giants do in preseason, the better that is for them. I'd rather they go 0-4 in preseason, and obviously. But it seems like when they play, the worse they play in preseason, the better they are during the year. So here's to a shitty August, as I said earlier. Good evening to all of you. Howie, I see John Grossman here. So we've got a couple of guests. Guests, you guys can log into the chat if you so choose with your Facebook. You can use your Facebook account. I believe you can use your Twitter account. I've been telling people for months that you can use your Twitter account. And then the other day, somebody on Blog Talk Radio on their little community forum said that you could only use Facebook, so I don't know. But if you have Facebook, which I think 98% of the population does these days, you can log into the chat with your Facebook account. Range of topics tonight, nothing fancy, nothing special. We'll probably get in and out within an hour, even if we even last that long. Just nothing particular on my mind. Like I said, I just wanted to get on here tonight, do a quick thing, see how the Blog Talk fixes were going. And so far, so good. Opened up, of course, with that's the Dark Knight theme. If you haven't seen the movie yet, why? I've seen it 4 times already. I went and saw it twice opening weekend. Went and saw it the following weekend. And then I took my wife last weekend because she was in Illinois. She hadn't seen it yet, so I took her to see it. So I've seen it 4 times. Absolutely loved it. When I first saw it, you always kind of have like that reaction, the immediate reaction to a movie, and you think it's great, but you're all hyped up to see the movie, and you're expecting it to be great, and then you see it, and there's very little chance you're going to be disappointed. And, I walked out of there thinking, man, that might be the best of the three. Then I went and saw it again the next day and still thought that it might be the best of the three. And then the following weekend, I went back and watched Batman Begins again, and then I watched The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as the Joker. And after I watched The Dark Knight and then went back and saw Batman, went back and saw The Dark Knight Rises again, I still think The Dark Knight was the best of the three, but this one's pretty close. The new one's pretty close. John, you're asking me if your six-year-old wants to see it. My daughter's almost six, and she saw The Dark Knight, and she was a little bit younger, actually, so she really didn't even understand what was going on. All she knows is Batman and Joker, and there's, you know, things blowing up and stuff like that. The violence in it, I mean, there's a few parts of it that are – there are a few parts of it that I cringed, but it was more for personal – I don't want to give anything away because I don't know if you – John, I don't know if you've seen it. So I don't want to give too much of it away. There is a scene in the movie that was very hard for me to take, only because I'm a Batman freak. I love Batman. There was a scene in the movie that was very hard for me to take. But I guess what I was trying to bring the circle around. I would have taken my daughter to see this, but my main concern was that it's long. I mean, it's by the time you sit through the preview, sit through the movie, and the movie's over, I mean, you're talking 3 hours. So I didn't take my daughter. We actually went to – there's a movie theater about 10 minutes from our house that does child care. The child care was $6, and we dropped her off, and there were a whole bunch of other kids to play with. They give them free popcorn and free drinks, and they sit and watch movies, and they made crafts, and she had kids to play with, and my wife and I could go in, watch the movie. You know, we didn't have to get up, take her to the bathroom. We didn't have to worry. The movie's kind of loud, so I didn't have to worry about her getting scared of the loud sounds or anything like that. And when the movie was over, we just went and picked her up. They had a great security system in place, you know, as far as making sure that, you know, she couldn't leave. The bathrooms are right in the child care. So it was really great. Well worth the $6, cheaper than the movie ticket. And that's what we did. So, I mean, that's what I'm going to do. When it comes out on DVD, yeah, I'll let my daughter watch it if she wants to watch it. I did take her to see The Avengers. I took her to see that in the movie. She wanted to see it. I took her, and that was a little long for her, too. I think that was about 2 hours and 10 minutes. And she made it through, but she was getting restless. So, hey, Justin, welcome. I see you're on the switchboard. I'll put you on in a couple minutes. So, all right, don't be typing big words like Costa. Who do you think you are? Relax, Coaches. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's – I don't know. I'm a little more lax in what I'll let my daughter watch than maybe a lot of other parents. But I didn't think it was bad in a violent sense. I just thought it was too long for my daughter. I knew I wasn't going to get her to sit still for 3 hours and watch this movie. So that was that. I did take her to see The Avengers. She liked that. She sat through that. Just got a little restless at times. Now, since we're talking movies, I saw some arguments from people that I didn't like The Dark Knight Rises that much. I thought The Avengers was better, and I disagree. And I just think The Avengers. I think those Marvel movies are great, but I just think those three Batman movies, and maybe it is because I'm biased, I'm a Batman fan, but I think those movies are on a completely different level than the Marvel movies. The Marvel movies to me are like live action cartoons, you know, whereas the three Batman movies that Christopher Nolan did are, I mean, those aren't just great superhero movies. Those are great movies. There's great stories, the whole bit. Whereas the Marvels, to me, they're more like live-action cartoons. As good as The Avengers was, and I liked Captain America, I liked Iron Man. Liked Iron Man 2. I didn't think it was as good as the first one. Really liked Thor, which was the one I didn't expect to really like that much. But that I actually really liked that movie. So yeah, that's my take on The Dark Knight Rises. I think it's the second best of the three, but they're all great. There was no bad choice. It may be one of the best trilogies of any kind in movie history, as far as all three movies being winners, because that's pretty rare. Even the original first three Star Wars, you know, I me personally, I think Return of the Jedi kind of stinks. The older I get, you know, it was great when I was 14, but now that I'm older, it's not really that good. So, we got the Dark Knight Rises. We got that got out of the way. Justin, I'll put you on in just a second. How about here's something I uploaded for you guys for your listening enjoyment.
Good afternoon, little elves.
Oh, I got my much neat clean.
Yes?
My apartment is very dirty.
Okay, where do you live?
I had one party last night, everyone drinking bottles everywhere.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Manhattan.
Okay, do you want to make an appointment?
They destroyed my house so much that I have to reconstruct.
Really?
Yes. What is so funny? What is my house is a wreck.
Well, you must have had a good time.
Hey, keep it down! Keep it down! Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hello?
I'm here. I am here.
They're doing work. Look at these guys. Bad workmanship. Hey, keep it down.
Where
Hello?
Do you live?
Keep it down. Get off my piano. Hello.
Who is on your piano?
I don't know. They call him Crazy Fingers.
When do you want us to
I
come clean?
I need you right now to clean all these beer bottles all from my floor.
All right. What is your address?
Will you guys stop that? Stop that! Stop that! Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I live Madison Avenue, 49th Street.
49th Street. What apartment?
You have to go ninth floor.
Ninth floor.
Wait, hold it. Whoa, what? Hey! Hey, get off my drums! Hello?
Who is walking on your drums?
I don't... They're crazy guys here. Everyone partying. I'm a big party maker.
Oh, they're still having the party?
Yeah.
So if we come clean, they'll just make it all dirty again.
No, but I'm kicking that... Get... Whoa. Oh, boy. Someone just fell down.
Someone just... Well, at least now they're quiet.
Very quiet. So you have to come by to clean or... Oh! Ah! 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 Hello.
What is your name?
Tarbas.
Talba?
Tarbas.
Okay.
Ah!
What is your phone number?
Ah! Hello?
I think you have to shoot them all.
What are you talking about, a shoot? I love everybody in this life.
You love everybody?
Ah!
What is your phone number?
Why'd you do that for, Mickey?
What?
Why'd you do that for? Ah! Oh, I got hit over the head.
You sound like a very happy person.
Ah! Ah! These guys are making... Oh, that hurt.
Let me talk to one of your friends, too.
Okay.
Thank you
very much, Miss.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Justin, what's going on?
What's up, dude? Sounds like a typical call that I take every day.
Yeah, that's right. You work at a call center.
Yeah, fuck my life. Anyhow.
Now they're talking
about... What's up, man?
What's going on?
Not too much.
And yeah,
you know,
John Grossman's talking about it in the chat room. Yeah, there was big jealousy thing between Johnny Brennan and Kamal. I think that's the other guy's name, right? Kamal. And yeah, they can't stand each other anymore. I remember the last time they were on Howard Stern, they were on together, but they weren't speaking. They were talking about all the disagreements they've had, and now, you know, I don't even know. Where Kamal is these days. I know Johnny Brennan's still around. He does the voices on Family Guy, and he's got a thing he does on Facebook, and you can pay him like $30 and he'll call your house as one of his characters or something like that.
I can think of a few people that I would want to do that to.
Yeah, of course. So what's going on?
Not so much, man. Just hanging out. By the way, this new blog talk thing sucks. I can't fucking log in with Facebook. on Firefox. I had to switch to Internet Explorer, which I fucking hate.
What's the matter? What happened now?
I couldn't log into the chat on Facebook from Firefox. I had to be I had to use Internet Explorer.
Oh, how come? Does it usually let you log in that way?
Because Blog Talk sucks. Yeah, it usually lets me log in. I don't have a problem.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tracy
agrees with me.
Wazili says he uses Chrome. Now, I tried Chrome, and I didn't like it. But
yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
That was a while ago that I tried it. I've been using Firefox for years.
Yeah, that's all I use. I don't mess around with anything else. Giants' first defense played like shit to begin the game.
Yeah, but did they even have their first defense in? The only guy I saw was Pierre Paul.
They had JPP, OC,
C-Web.
And they had everybody in, starting safety, starting corners, starting linebackers, everything.
For the first quarter, first half? I only saw the first quarter.
First quarter. Yeah, I stopped watching after halftime. It gets boring then, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? Prince, he kept getting burned repetitively.
Great.
He looked like Aaron Ross out there.
Well, like I said, the worse they play in preseason, I think the better it is. I'm not going to
worry
about it.
Well, they lost, so I guess that's a positive.
Right. If they look really bad in the third preseason game, I might get a little worried because that's the one where the starters tend to play the longest.
Play the whole game?
Yeah, they play about three quarters usually in that game.
Yeah, Eli looks good.
Eli always looks good.
He's a fucking beast. I'm so excited that it's football season.
Oh, me too. So,
yeah.
What else is going on?
Not too much, man. Just getting ready to dinner here in a little bit. Probably going to play some Xbox after that. If you want to hop on and kill some fools, I'm down.
I will probably do that.
Word.
All right, go eat your dinner.
Later, man. I'll talk to you later. Hopefully there's no lockout. Peace.
All right, bye. Yep, hopefully there is no lockout. I think there's going to be, but that's for a Blue Shirt Underground radio discussion. So Eddie set sail today. He's on his way to Puerto Rico was the first stop. Then I think he's on to St. Thomas. Then he's on to the Turks and Caicos, I believe. He'll be gone for 8 days. I guess him and his wife, and I'm not sure who went with him. I think maybe his dad and his dad's girlfriend. I'm not sure now who was going with him. I don't think it was just him and his wife. So I'm sure Eddie's out on the high seas having fun. Taking advantage of the all-inclusive drinks and food. Oh, there was a tornado by his house, really, near Ronkonkoma, Lake Ronkonkoma. That's what Wazili is reporting in the chat room. Coming in live.
The News Watch never stops. This is WINS.
Wazili with the weather.
You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
It has just been a crazy, crazy summer back east. And it was like this last year, too. You guys have just been rain and heat. And you're not going to get much sympathy when it comes to the heat. It was 116 here today. But you guys have still had a pretty nutty summer. So you guys want to call in 646-478-4692. Same number as all the other shows. Talk about whatever you want. I don't really care. If you've seen The Dark Knight, tell me what you thought about The Dark Knight Rises, excuse me. You want to call in, tell me what you thought about it. Any other movies? I haven't seen Spider-Man yet. I've heard great things about it. I've heard terrible things about it. I think I had such a bad taste in my mouth after the last two Spider-Man movies because I didn't care for the second one either. I know most people really liked it, but I didn't care for it. And the third one was absolutely pitiful. That was to me, that's worse than Superman 4. But so I just couldn't really get excited to go see it. But when it comes out on DVD, I'll go see it. So, yeah, if you guys want to call in, say hello, whatever. Like I said, we're not going to go for too long tonight, maybe an hour if we get there. If not, then we don't get there. So I'll tell you what, here's another, let's see, I got a bunch of Jerky Boys on here. Here's another one for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Doc Cleaning?
Yes, it is. Master speaking.
This is Kessel.
Who?
Kessel.
Kessel who?
My name is Kessel.
Kessel?
Right. This is Duck Cleaning, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I went hunting yesterday with my grandson. We bagged some ducks, but we don't know how to clean them.
Okay, we don't do that kind of duck cleaning, sir. Neither do we clean geese or chickens. We clean air ducks. Maybe you
yeah, they were flying in the air. They were going... Look out! I got me a down pillow now.
You do?
Right.
Oh, well, that should be pretty nice. Do you
I throw my wife down on it. What's so funny? You ever see what my wife looks like in a negligee? She neglected her body, should I say.
Oh, my God. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kessel.
Kessel who?
I heard you clean ducks. That's why I called.
Okay, but if you already made the pillow for your down pillows, your ducks are already cleaned.
No, they're all filthy.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
What's your home address?
The pillow stinks. It smells just like dead ducks.
Who is this? Hello?
My grandson bagged a few ducks.
He did?
Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for my grandkids.
Exactly.
Hello? Hello.
Would you like me to schedule you for the work to be done?
Thank you.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Kessel.
Okay, what's your home address? Who is this? This is one of Greg's friends.
I'm giving you my address.
And where is that?
Hello.
Huh?
Why are you laughing at? You never seen ducks before?
Huh?
You never seen a duck before? Look out, duck!
No, I haven't.
Thank you.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him our best friend hug. Doug. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweaker,
the great Stu Tiger song from Hangover 1. Here, I got to play. Here's a little Well, I don't know if you call this trivia, but you guys are all pretty well versed when it comes to movies. And I'm going to play a clip, and we'll see if anybody can guess what movie this is from. Now, this is a video that somebody put together, and it's all from one movie, and if you're offended by the F word, you might want to cover your ears. So we'll see if anybody can guess what movie this is.
Fuck. Now who the fuck is this?
Shut up, you! Shut up, you!
Fuck! Fucking fuck! Holy shit! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck!
Just shut the fuck up, will you, please?
Fucking fucking moron!
Fucking fucking bullshit!
Fucking bullshit shit!
Fuck with
fucking fucking
shit! Fucking fuck!
Fuck shit! God damn it!
Fucking man, shit!
Fucking
motherfucker!
Fucking piece of shit!
Fucking bullshit.
What are you, a comedian? Get out of here, you bum.
Looks like I'm walking. Yes, John nailed it. Midnight Run. That is one of my favorite all-time movies. Wazili, I don't know the movie. Sounds like me on any given day. Midnight Run. That is one of my favorite movies, and without a doubt, one of the funniest movies ever made. One of De Niro's best. Definitely one of Charles Grodin's best too. Great cast in that movie. And you know what the funny part about that movie is? If you watch that movie, there's only like three women in the whole movie for like maybe a total of 8 minutes. You got the woman at the bus station, Robert De Niro's ex-wife, and then the lady, maybe the waitress at the diner that they go into where he orders the coffee, and he says, how much is the coffee? 52 cents. How much is the tea? 53 cents. There was very little work for actresses for that movie. That's funny. But that's a great movie. Dennis Farina and of course, Joe Pantoliano's in it. He plays Eddie Moscone. That's one of my favorites. And somebody had a lot of time on their hands and put together every curse in that movie. And I'm pretty sure they're in order. I know that movie pretty well, and I could tell just by some of the added words that are in there that I'm pretty sure it's in order. It's in the order of the movie. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know how many that is, what the count is, but it's a lot of them, that's for sure. So 646-478-4692, if you guys want to call in. I don't really care what you want to talk about, whatever. We've talked about the Dark Knight. We've talked about the Giants. I see the Jets lost tonight too. Excuse me. Which I don't know. I guess from what I read, I guess neither Sanchez nor Tebow played very well. But I don't know. T-Blow. They may go. You know, I know Andrew Gross is known for his, you know, obviously we know him because he covers the Rangers. But because there's so little going on with the Rangers, he's been covering the Jets. He covered the Jets for 2 days last week, or this week, just ending. And he's going to cover the Giants for 2 days next week. And if you read what if you go read his latest blog on Ranger Rants, it's actually about the Jets, and it's pretty funny. He says I look at the Jets and I see an 8-8 team, and when you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks, which is the old adage. But we'll see. I don't worry about the Jets. That's for others. I leave that to others. We all Giants fans here tonight, except for John. Tracy, I don't know. Tracy, are you a Giants fan? Tell me in the chat room, Tracy. Tracy, are you still there? You haven't said anything in a while. I don't even know if you're still there. I know Grossman's a Packers fan, but I don't know about Tracy. And I don't know about you, Waz. I don't know if you're a Giants fan. I know Justin is, obviously, and I know how he is. So, let's see. What time is it? Almost 11:30 East Coast time. Let's see. What do I have I could play for you guys? Here's some. Since we're talking about the Giants, how about this?
From this point on, we're about to make our mark right now. You ready to go up here? Let's go.
It's game time.
That's what it's all about right here.
Right here.
What better time than now?
Right now.
It's our house.
This is our house.
This is our time.
Let's go.
This is our game.
It's about one goal.
He's under pressure, stop!
It's about leaving it all on the field.
It's a battle of wills.
That's a hell of a job. Way to go.
Team first,
team last,
team always.
Actually, that wasn't what I wanted. I don't know. Where's the Giants? the Giants thing that I put together isn't here. I had a whole thing that I put together of Giants clips, and it's gone. Well, shit. I don't know what happened to it. Here, how about I played this the other night to piss off Eddie.
You got to get some positive yards here just so you can punt the ball from a normal distance.
Manning on 3rd and 10. He fires, and the catch is made by Cruz, who breaks free. One man to beat. Victor Cruz down the sideline. Cruz is going to take it all the way, tying an NFL record, 99 yards from Manning to Cruz.
9 seconds left. Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York.
It's from Super Bowl 42, but it was the only one I had. I don't know what happened to my other... to the other thing I put together. That's upsetting. I worked pretty hard on that. Hopefully I still have it somewhere. Maybe it might be on my other laptop, or my wife's laptop. It's the one I had, the one that I was using when I did that giant show. I got a new one since then, so.
Oh my gosh, no.
Exactly. So hopefully I still have it on there if I don't have it on this computer. What's wrong with the radio? What's the matter? What? Justin's complaining. No, that's not Cutter. I don't know what that's from. Eddie uploaded that, and I don't know where he got it from. It sounds like a...
Oh my gosh, no.
Sounds like, you know, somebody from Fargo or Minnesota or something. Which, by the way, speaking of Fargo, I never saw that movie until last week. That everybody talks about, and it won all these awards. Everybody talks about what a great movie it is. I thought it was terrible. It was dumb. I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. Yes, Fargo is what I'm talking about right now. I know you don't all talk that way, John. My wife's from Illinois. She's got the Chicago accent, but I know you don't all talk like that. But I'm just saying that's what that sounds like somebody from Minnesota or Fargo. It's that accent. So, blasphemy, what, that I don't like Fargo? You betcha. It's just, I didn't think it was that good. It wasn't funny. It was supposed to be like a dark comedy. I didn't think it was funny. That was kind of dumb. But that's just me. What are you going to do? Oh, that's a funny picture, Justin. Somebody posted that on Facebook, the official bitch of the New York Giants. I think even Jet fans would get a click, would get a kick out of that picture. So, all right, what do we got? We're starting to run out of time. No, not run out of time, but I'm starting to run out of steam here. This just isn't running out of things to talk about. Next week, Friday night, we'll do a, because I put this together at last minute. Next Friday night, maybe we'll talk a little more about football. Maybe I'll get, see if I can line up a couple of guests to come on and talk about the Giants and the Jets. And who knows, maybe we'll even talk baseball, talk about the Yankees and the Mets, who lost, I see the Mets lost again tonight. Jeez. Yeah, I'll call ESPN. I'm sure they'll be... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the timer, John. People were saying that last night, that it was saying that we had like a day left in the show. This ain't the fucking Jerry Lewis telethon. John, if you'll call in, I'll talk to you about the Nats, but you never call. 3 years you've been listening to this show. You never call. You want to call in and talk Nationals? Next week we'll talk Nationals. 24-hour show. Who am I, Jerry Lewis? Sit here with my tuxedo with my tie off, singing "You'll Never Walk Alone." All right, yeah. Are the Nationals here in town playing the Diamondbacks, Tracy? I really pay so little attention to baseball. The Mets have just completely sucked the life out of me. So, interesting. Could have went and saw them. Oh well. All right. So. Let me play. I'll play you guys another Jerky Boys clip. Do, if I could find it. Where is it? Here's a good one.
Doctor's office.
Hi. Hello. Yes. We had some fireworks that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew one off in my hand.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello. Oh, boy. Listen, I was lighting firecrackers that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew...
When did you do this?
Oh, about a little while, half an hour.
Okay, what kind of firework?
It was a firecracker.
Okay.
It looked like, you know when you finish with the toilet paper, the empty tube?
Yes.
It looked like that, about that size.
Okay.
And,
It's not a firecracker, that's like an M80 then.
Oh, boy, it's big, and my hand does not look good.
I suggest that you go to an emergency room and get immediate attention.
Yeah, this was a firecracker and a fuse, and all of a sudden...
What you can do in the meantime is get a towel.
Fantastic. A towel?
Something clean.
Okay.
It doesn't have a lot of lint on it.
Yeah.
If it was in the house, it's preferred.
You know what's funny? It's stinging me like crazy.
Okay, in the meantime, just wrap your hand in something like a gauze, something that does not have lint on it.
Okay. You know, these firecrackers, my God, I can't even... Really, I'll tell you, I don't even see fingers, but maybe it's just because I'm numb and stingy.
Just get a gauze, something that doesn't have lint, something clean, gauze.
Okay.
Put your hand and get to an emergency.
Oh, boy, I really did it good this time.
Okay.
Okay, let me wrap this up, and I'll see you with my nub.
Okay.
Right.
We're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Exactly. Yeah, that Casey Kasem rant, that's been around a long time, but Eddie picked it up from somewhere and put it on our switchboard, so been a while since we played it. Actually, I think we've only played it once. But, I think that's going to just about wrap it up for tonight. I came on here, saw what I wanted to see, talked about what I wanted to talk about. We'll put something together for next Friday night for you guys, and then we'll be back with Blue Shirt Underground Radio on the 22nd, which will be 2 days before my birthday. So you guys have a good weekend. Stay cool, stay dry, stay whatever. And I'll talk to you guys next Friday night. All right? Take care. Have a good night. Here, I'll tell you what. Here's something. I've always wanted to play this. And anybody that's an All in the Family fan may or may not get a kick out of this. I had never heard this before. Downloaded it a year ago. Never got a chance to play it. Tonight I'm going to play it. Here you go. See you guys next week.
I think by now most of you know the opening theme of All in the Family, but I don't know if many of you have taken much notice of a very nice closing theme we have. And I didn't notice it for a couple of weeks after the beginning of my show, and I did notice it. And I asked my friend Roger Kellaway, who composed the music, if I could have permission to do a lyric to it. And he said, fine. So I wrote the lyric to it, and the title of it is Remembering You. And it's our pleasure, Rogers and mine, to do this words and music for you tonight.
Next Friday. Good night, everybody.